Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to the sounds of Speed Radio.
Yo, what's good, everybody? Happy Sunday. Happy Sunday. How's everybody doing today? It's your girl, Sincerely Bree, holding it down once again on Speed Radio, doing the damn thing like always. You know. But I just want to apologize for my lateness. I was stuck in traffic. I just got in the house. I'm still holding it down. We were supposed to have a caller, a guest. I hope he still calls up, you know, show some love and do what he do. So he can know more about Young Flame. You feel me? But I just want to, you know, get into the check so everybody could just get back on track while I get into a track. So I'm going to play a Young Flame track. So just everybody just relax. Get honest. Stay up.
Yo, people, I turn my headphones up a little more.
Right.
Yes, 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 yes. It's your girl, Sincerely Bree. Back on this snow. Blowing it down for you guys, yo. I apologize for being late, but I was stuck in a little bit of traffic, but the show still is going on. That was a Young Flame track that was being played right now, and that track's kind of hot. I'm supposed to call in, you know, try to get not contacted. Sorry, I'm so like slurred with my words. Try to get in contact with him to call up and stuff because we still got it on state radio. We still have it. Go check out the next statetag.com. But, today is Sunday, yo. How everybody's doing? You know what? It's December 2nd already. December 2nd is quick. Freaking unbelievable. Oh, I'm being told that I'm kind of, I'm a good ballad. Yeah, okay, everybody, what's good? Oh my gosh, okay, the music is down, but, yeah, it's Bait Radio, baby, it's your girl from Silly Bree, holding it down once again, just in case. Well, just in case you haven't heard what I said before, I just said it's Sunday. It is Sunday, December 2nd, and it's Fate Radio. But, let me get into some gossip for you, like I always do. It was a crazy week, actually. Let's start by saying that I did see 50 Cent MTV Trends. His house is ridiculous. His house is huge. It's crazy. Like, come on, he got pretty much the whole of G-Unit living with him. Now, they're not even, like, right next to each other. They just scattered around the house. It's just insane. So, that's pretty nice. I would love to live with 50 Cent. Because, I love 50. 50's my boo. 50 my baby daddy. And I was just joking. But, besides that, Third Man from Cash Money Records faced marijuana charges in Tennessee. And a day later, he denied the charges. He was pulled over by police for making an improper lane change. And they said that they could smell marijuana from inside the rented RV. Located about a pound of marijuana in a trash can in the kitchenette after obtaining consent to sign the vehicle. Now, they find marijuana in the car, in the RV. And he's going to deny that there was nothing in the car. Let me see. Let me make sure this is correct. This is insane. How are you going to find marijuana in the car? How are you going to find marijuana in the car? And you going to say that, you know, there was no marijuana. It was in yours. It was in your RV. Now, maybe it wasn't yours. But it was in your RV. So that's kind of suspect right there. You can't say that it's not yours when it is yours. But I would like to... Oh, we have a caller. Hopefully it is our guest. You know, I was late. We still doing the whole thing. What's really good? Call 646. What's good? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's this? Young Flame?
Yeah, this is Young Flame. What's good?
What's good, sweetie? How are you?
I'm chilling. How are you?
I'm good. How's everything?
I'm great.
That's good. Well, I apologize for being late. I was stuck in traffic. The show did not start at 5, but it's still on, and we still gonna get this popping.
Yeah, I understand. I know how it is right now. That snow is crazy over here.
What is it? I'm telling you this much. I can't even see driving. It's ridiculous. It's too white for me. But tell everybody where you from, where you, what you do, how you got started in rapping, and you know, keep going from there.
All right, well, you know, this is Young Flame. I'm from the Boogie Down. You know, I'm an artist, not just your regular rapper, because everybody's a rapper nowadays. I'm a full-blown artist, you understand? So, you know, I'm in here with my man P. Brown in the back, chilling and all that. You know, I got started when I was probably in elementary school, been doing my thing since then, performing, writing lyrics, getting tracks done, you know, getting my buzz out there, basically.
Okay, okay. So, how old are you right now?
Right now, I'm 19.
Oh, you a young one.
Oh, man. Everybody say that I'm young, I'm a baby. It don't matter. Age ain't nothing but a number, you know?
I agree. We just played your track, actually. It was hot. I'm going to tell you which track we played, because I was bumping. I was like, ow.
Hey.
Bop? Was it called Bop?
Yeah, that's my joint right there. That's my single right there.
That's real good. That's a good look.
Of course, it's got to be a good look. I perform that everywhere I go. I got to make that be my number one.
Exactly. You got the crowd jumping and everything when you perform.
Everything. Every time.
Oh, man. Let me find out. But I'm looking at your bio, and you've done a lot of performances.
Uh-huh.
So far, Richard R. Green.
Yeah.
In 02, Harry S. Truman, 05, Five Towns College. Were these competitions or were they just...
Well, they weren't competitions, but I've done a lot of competitions too. But when it comes to competitions, I don't really look at them as competition. I look at them as regular shows, just go on stage and do my thing. You know, if I win, I win. If I lose, I lose. As long as I do my thing, you know what I'm saying?
I feel you. That's the fact.
Yeah.
You still got that energy. You still got that drive.
Of course, I gotta throw that energy. That's the thing. That's what hip hop is missing right now. That fun, that energy, and that's what I'm throwing back. You know what I'm saying?
That is cool. So, do you freestyle also, or you just write?
I mean, I freestyle once in a while, but you know, mostly do the writing thing.
Okay. So you don't be going around the hood competing with people and...
Oh, I used to. I used to battle a lot in schools, in my elementary school, in high school. Just used to just battle. But then I realized, like, I'm not really going nowhere with that, you know? It's all
right.
About the music right now, the battling thing. And then it gets out of hand. Lately, everybody want to fight after a battle. That ain't how it was.
Right.
You know, things are changing. And it's not supposed to be like that. So, you know... I try to settle more with the music side of making everybody happy, because battling is more like one-sided. But when you go into making music, you got two sides, you got three sides. You could please the girls, you could please the fellas, you could please the girls and the fellas and
right.
The older heads and everybody, you know?
Right. See, you got your head. You real smarter than all these other rappers that already made it. And I'm so serious. This is real talk, because there's a lot of them out there that just, like, you know, doing it. To battle,
yeah,
and it's competing
and expecting that to get them somewhere. Like, you know,
exactly.
People been battling for years and still on the ground.
Exactly,
you know?
Exactly. Mm. So it's pretty much not going anywhere. So besides Bob, what other songs do you have out right now or working out?
Well, right now I got this joint called The Boogie Down, and it's basically about where I'm from. You know what I'm saying? And right now, that's like. The banger. You would expect that only the Bronx would bump something like that, but I got people out in Brooklyn hitting me up saying, yo, that song is crazy. You got to do something with that. Even people in Atlanta, Alabama, and California sending me messages like, yo, you really got to go somewhere with that song right there. So that right there is like my second joint. And now I got another joint called God Forbid, and basically that song is about, like, you know, it's just something different. It's not what hip-hop artists is doing nowadays. It's like, it's about life and death, and you don't hear that from a lot of artists nowadays. Everything's about guns, and everything's about, you know, the love songs, but this is, like, something new. And that right there is my crowd pleaser. Like, I perform that, and the crowd is just, like, jaw-dropped. And when I'm done, they give, like, this biggest round of applause like you'll ever hear. It's crazy. So those two is my joints right there, right behind Bop.
Wow, that's what's up. So you won't have to forward them tracks to me. That's what's up right here and all that.
I definitely will.
So, I think you're able to get you guys a ringtone?
A ringtone? I got ringtones, but they're not, I wouldn't say official yet.
Okay.
So I'm not gonna really get into that, promote that until I get everything set, you know?
Okay, okay. Yeah. But just let me know, because that will be my ringtone. I don't know about that yet. I'm on top of my game. I'm not on top of yours, but.
You gotta be ahead of the game, because I'm next up. And if you have that ringtone now and they hear that, they're gonna be like, who that?
Right.
Couple time down the line, they're gonna be like, oh, okay, okay.
Hey, so
you gotta be ahead of your time.
Where did you grow up in the Bronx? What part of the Bronx?
I grew up on White Plains Road. That's like the far north side, northeast side, and it's just like, you know.
It's in the boondies.
Yeah, the boondocks. Right there by Mount Vernon and Yonkers.
Oh,
you know?
Wow. Yeah, I know where that is. That's far.
Yeah.
But how did you keep yourself humble? Because I'm looking right here and it says you were surrounded by drugs, violence.
Yeah.
And
what I mean is, like, when I mean surrounded, I mean literally surrounded. Like, where I live basically was the hot spot. Is the hot spot. It's like crazy. Everything over there. And it's like, you know, being so close to Mount Vernon, Yonkers, and in the Bronx, you got beef from Mount Vernon, you got all that and this and that going on. But what I did was, like, try to keep it on the positive side. Like, how I get my buzz, I throw a lot of parties. I throw a lot of events. Like, we just threw a basketball game the other day. Me and my crew, Rec House, we throw a lot of stuff. And we try to make everybody come out and enjoy themselves. And that's why everybody got, like, this, like, you know, everybody's cool with Young Flame, because Young Flame is the dude that's cool with you. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
I throw this event, and the people come out. The baddest dudes in the Bronx will come out and just be like, yo, that was a good event, you know, and they keep it cool. So I keep it cool with them, and they cool with me. So it's like, you know, and a lot of people use my crew as, like, the oracle to stop a lot of beefs in the area. You know, there's beef between this block, and they know our block that is cool. They come to our block and try to, you know, make everything peace out. So basically, that's how I stayed humble, by trying to be that, you know, right there, stay out of the drama, if not push further from the drama rather than push towards it, you know?
Well, like, good. That's real good. Especially when you're young, so you're young, you're black, and you're a target.
Yeah, exactly.
So
exactly.
Keep yourself out of that. Do what you do with your music. Take it where you can. And just succeed, because nowadays a lot of our kids are just in the streets, and that's all they know.
In the streets, messing up things. The basketball game, it was going so well. Somebody tried to get in there with a gun, with a banana clip, and these are kids playing ball.
Right.
And they trying to get in there with that, and it was just like, yo, this is not gonna work out. So you know, but you know, that was taken care of. So everything was set.
That's so cool. That, like, you know, you get a lot of respect for.
Yeah.
What you're doing, how you're doing it, how you're approaching it. And I'm sure you have a lot of people that back you up also.
A lot, yeah.
You have a good foundation. Would you like to shout them out and let us know who it is and what they do?
What was that?
You would like to shout out the people who keep you grounded?
Oh, I gotta shout out my people too. I gotta give a shout out to Manny Deezy. You know, he made Manny Forbes, that's what we call him. He made everything possible. Like, he's, you know, he get me on my shows and stuff. I got to give a shout-out to my homie, P. Brown. He in the back right now, and he's basically my no-man. If he'll tell me what songs is good, he'll tell me what's whack, straight up. He no yes, man, no nothing. Shout-out to my homeboy, Claus. He makes majority of my beats, majority of the stuff you hear. Basically, shout-out to my homeboy, Jay Suave, helping me out on stage every time I perform. Rec House, shout out to the Boogie Down, to New York, and everybody else who's about to listen to me. And shout out to you too for getting my ringtone, you know, because I know you about to get it.
Hell yeah, I am.
All right, just making sure.
You know I am. But anybody listening out there, y'all can call up. The number is, let me tell y'all the number. It's 646-478-4757. Get at Young Flame. He's like, he's up and coming. He's in the making right now. You know what? I think you already made it, because you seem a very humble person. Just that we don't know. There's a lot of people that don't know about you, but your name's going to get a buzz.
It's going to get around.
Your name is going to get put out there. And I'll guarantee you, it's towards the end of the year, I'm looking for you in 08, baby. I'm looking for your first CD in 08. I'm trying to go to FYE or Best Buy. I'll be like, yo, let me get that Young Flame, you know? Let me get
they
that.
Won't hesitate.
Two of them. One for the house, one for the car. No. Three. One for the house, one for the car, and one for one of my friends that's going to steal that Young Flame CD. Feel me? You feel me? But I'm going to get into it. I'm going to play a track again because like I did get here late, but just for those who just tuned in so they can hear what you about.
Got to make them hit.
Got to. Come on. Everybody get ready to bop, yo. Everybody get ready to bop. Word up. We're going to get ready to bop right now.
Yo, people, I turn my headphones over a little bit. A little bit more.
Yeah, no, my nigga, when you look into the sky, wave side to side, throw your hands up.
Yeah, that's cool.
See a shorty up in the corner, she nigga fly. Come through, ready for all hell. Ice on my neck, the pockets is all swell. Moving like a target, niggas reeling, but they know about my history, so they don't want to start shit. They don't want no problems. Chick stick to me like Spider-Man, cause the pocket look like the goblin. I've been eating, they still solve it. Quick to bag a chick, pocket sick like Robin. Rolling with some shooters, you know what they'll do. No nightmare, I'm street nigga, these real Googers. Guaranteed to move you quicker than Barracuda. Dudes around me will leave you niggas in the cooler. That red stuff, and I ain't speaking Kool-Aid. Leave a nigga all fucked up like loose braids. Gold diggers, smelling out who's paid. That's cool as long as the sidekick go two ways. This is for my niggas that's trying to get it all. We ain't even got a chance, we just walk up on the wall. Then we pop, pop, shake it off. Pop, pop, shake it off. This is for my niggas that's trying to get it all. We ain't even got a chance, we just walk up on the wall. Then we pop. Security let us through, not looking for trouble, that's not in our vision, but when trouble find us, he won't know what hit him. They broke as a joke, but no, they ain't kidding, talking behind my back, how they expect me to listen, scare them off, nothing left on the block, throw some shots in the air like seconds left on the clock, got them shot, didn't think I would do it, didn't think I would do this, thinking that I'm just music, just move it, nigga, don't be stupid, Rick House ain't a crew no more, it's now a movement, Rick House, you know that we is reckless, birdcage chest, canaries on the necklace, come through, niggas that can't see me, cat.
Yeah, what's good, what's good, what's good? We are back with Young Flame. Young Flame is on the line right now.
Yeah.
Going down the Bronx. That was his track. That was his track, Bop. You know, I know y'all was bopping out there, so don't front like y'all wasn't. Because I know y'all was. Y'all know y'all was. But a good question popped up right now. Where do you see music going in the future as far as record sales? Because pretty much nobody is selling right now. And what? Artists don't make money off of record sales due to downloading and all this other stuff people can get the music from bootlegging. And where do you see music going?
Well, I see, like, a lot of people saying hip-hop is on a decline right now. And I do see that, but a lot of people are saying, you know, not a lot of people are buying records, and it's because, you know, they got a lot of reasons out there, but people are still forgetting that one main reason. And we was talking about it yesterday in the studio, and it was just, like, my main point. Like, for example, Jay-Z, he took on his latest album, he took it off of iTunes because he didn't want people to buy it track for track. That shouldn't even be, like, I mean, that was a real smart move. But the thing is, people shouldn't have to buy a track for a track. They shouldn't even be in their mind. It should just be, yo, I want this album. The thing is, people are not, like, artists now are not making good quality albums. We're making music. One song that'll make that album go, that single. Then it'll probably get back up. And then a couple more okay songs. But we're not making, I don't see a lot of artists making good albums, you know?
Uh-huh.
I mean, Cassidy has, we got my drink and my two-step, and it was big, but then what happened to the album? You know, it could have been better. It's like, because I'm an artist too, we're not making good quality albums that people won't think about. Before, it was just like, yo, I need that album. Now, it's I need that track. And I understand that, you know, people want to put it on their iPods, just the song. But if you make that album good, real good, good quality, they're going to want that album no matter what, you know? Even if they're going to download it or buy it in the stores, they're going to want that album. And as long as they want that album, I see that. And a lot of people are saying hip-hop is dying. I don't see that. It's actually, you know, it went down for a while, but I see it's going to come back up. It's everything is a circle. It always circles, you know?
I agree with you, because these artists out here is only knowing how to make singles. Only
singles.
Single.
Everybody's aiming for singles, and then when they go out with their albums, it's album fillers. It's like, it's not good quality album. I don't want to buy an album just to hear two songs and a couple album fillers, you know? I want to hear the whole 11 or more songs that are good.
Exactly. Well, we have a caller right now. I'm going to take this call. What's good, 870? You on live with Young Flame and Bree. What it is?
Oscar.
870, we didn't hear you. What's good?
It's Oscar.
Oscar, what's good? What's good?
What's going on?
Chilling.
Where can I get that track?
You can get it online. You can go on my MySpace. It's on myspace.com/youngflizzle. That's YOUNGFLIZZLE.
Yeah, yeah. That track is hot, yo.
Good looking, good looking.
You have any questions for Young Flame?
Yeah, I want to know, what does bop mean?
What does bop mean? That's basically like, because, you know, you go to the clubs and a lot of people, you know, we don't really dance a lot. And some people don't really dance. You just chill on the side, you just bop and shake it off. Just bop. It's just the feel you feel when you hear good music. Just bop and shake it off, you know?
Oscar?
See, look.
I think he probably started to bop.
He got too excited, man.
Yeah, he probably started to do the bop.
He started bopping, that's what it was.
man, but shout out to Oscar for calling up, showing you love. Yeah. Oh, yeah, start your MySpace again, so those who didn't hear it.
Yeah, it's myspace.com/youngflizzle. That's myspace.com/YOUNGFLIZZLE. B-O-P-P-L-E.
Y'all hear that? Y'all better go add him right now. I know y'all on a computer. Y'all just care. But no, go over to that MySpace. Continue to listen to Young Flames. Add, y'all can multitask.
Get on your laptops, your keyboards, and type in that MySpace right now.
You know, everybody, y'all just do what it is. So how do you feel being from the Bronx, like, with music from the Bronx, like Fat Joe and Remy Ma, how do you think their career is right now? Or do you think they can make a comeback? Or, you know, because it was holding down, it was holding down the Bronx for a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, Terror Squad this and Terror Squad that, and it was doing mad collabos. And then, I don't know, they just fell off. How do you...
I don't know. They are holding down the Bronx, and they can make a comeback, but, I mean, they can hold down the Bronx a little bit better. You know, Fat Joe does it to the fullest extent, though. I ain't gonna front. But, you know, sometimes I can't even tell Remy Ma is from the Bronx. But, I mean, I know for a fact that she is, but, you know... Sometimes I don't see it.
Right. Right. So who are you being compared to right now? If anybody be like, yo, your flow was like this person, or yo, you know, you remind me of this person. Who do you get most of the time, or your original? Nobody can't compare you.
Most of the time people are giving me that compliment because I'm different and a lot of people don't sound like me, so I got my own thing, you know?
Okay.
That's what I mostly hear, like, yo, keep up the good work, you know, this is, like, stuff I never heard before, so I don't really get compared to a lot of people, you know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I don't think you should get compared, because to me, I can't really...
Yeah.
Like, I don't think you're,
It's something new, you know?
Right, right. You're young, you're fresh. It's like we needed that, because I feel
exactly.
That we do need a lot of younger people who have that desire to rap and to make good music, to come up, because I'm not saying that these old rappers out here are lame, but, you know, they're getting old. I want to hear some new. It's like
something fresh, you know?
You know, I just need something like that bop. I like it. Like, I could see myself going into the club. You know, my favorite club is 21.
Bop was produced by clubs, and the thing with bop is that it's hot because it got that grimy feel to it, you know? And not only that grimy feel, it got that bounce to it. So once you hear the beat, it just forces you to move.
That's what's up. That's what's up, because I'll be feeling it. You want to see me in the club doing the bop. Like, you know what? I'll make my own dance to the bop. That's going to be the bop. That's what it is. Let's do the bop, you know? But I want to get, you know, let me get a little personal right now with you. Personal. For the ladies. You have a girlfriend?
If I got a girlfriend?
Mm-hmm.
Not at the moment. Because, not at the moment. I know it's going to sound weird, but it's like, it's because, like, I make a lot of girl tracks, and that's one. I make a lot of girl songs and stuff like that, and I don't like when they be like, you talking about me? But that's little. That's little stuff, though. My thing is, like, I be so busy, you know, with working and doing my music and getting back in school and all that. I be so busy, and I know that one thing a girl needs out of everything is attention.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, of course I get offers, and of course I feel like I want to do it. I want to get in a relationship, but it's just like I can't. And I don't want to get into a relationship and not give the girl the attention she needs. Then she ends up cheating, finding somebody else. But then, of course I'm going to get mad if I'm human. But in the end of it all, who's to blame? It's me, because I couldn't give her what she wants.
Right.
So, you know, the best thing is right now for me to do is, like, to avoid that, you know?
I agree, but you don't have no little... Your little girly on the side or anything like that?
Man, should I be saying that on the radio? Come on.
Why, you got more than one girl on the side? They might be listening. Like,
look, you see that? You just going to get personal. You got to keep it to that extent. You know what I mean?
All right. I'm watching you. You hear that? He's single.
Yeah.
He got girlies on the side. No, I'm just,
I didn't say that. I'm just joking.
That. He did not say that. He's focused on his music right now.
Right.
He's trying to make he's trying to dominate hip hop right now.
Of course, of course.
You trying to be overseas. I want to see you overseas. Like,
I want to see me overseas too, but I'm going to get on it, though. I'm going to get on it.
I want to be like, you know, Ching Chong, oh my God, who is Young Flame? You know, I want to hear all of that. I want to hear all of that. Because I'm going to be like, yeah, I interviewed him. He's popping.
You did
it first. Exactly. I'm going to brag. I'm going to be like, yep, I know him. Yep. Yep. But, like, who are you listening to right now? What's in your on your iPod?
Right now, who I'm listening to, who I feel is on top right now. I said Common. Common is who I'm listening to because he's on top. And, you know, he's still rated as one of the best, but I feel that he should be pushed more. Like, I still feel he's underrated, you know what I mean?
I agree.
To me, his last two albums, V and Find It Forever, are classics. You know, because I could listen to them straight through. But, you know, I don't know how people is vibing with him with that. But I feel that's who is hot right now for me. That's who I'm listening to.
You know, I'm loving me some Common. Not only because, you know, his music. You know, not to you, but the ladies out there know.
I can't agree with that because that's not my decision.
I know. But as far as female artists, R&B, or hip-hop, who you listening to? I don't think there's really enough hip-hop artists, female artists out there.
Yeah, there's not really enough. I'm still listening to MC Light.
Like, she was
Queen
real.
Latifah, and Queen Latifah.
She was real.
That's who I'm listening to.
What do you think about Lil Mama? Do you think you would ever want to collab with her, or she's just not in your...
Definitely. Lil Mama she's nice, but I just wouldn't collab with her on one of those, like, you know, lip gloss type, you know, but I've seen, like, videos of her really rapping and getting into it, and
yeah,
I was
nice,
like, yo, she's got talent. Off the bat, fresh talent, she's nice,
right.
But, you know, I wouldn't do that, you know, that lip gloss stuff.
Maybe like, yo, Young Fizzle on the track on that lip gloss.
Lip gloss, like, you know.
Man, it's crazy, but, like, seriously, I want to thank you so much for calling up. Although
yeah,
I was
I
late, so I do apologize for being late because it could have been longer, but I had a great time talking to you.
Yeah.
Real cool, down to earth, you're not stuck up, you know, it's not getting to your head. Well, I'm not going to say yet, it's not getting to your head yet, but I know it won't. I know it won't. You're going to stay true. You're going to stay real.
Yeah, I'm going to stay humble.
Definitely. And also want to shout out your people that's keeping you grounded, keeping you focused.
Yeah, I shouted them out already, you know. House all day, every day. The Boogie Down, I can't do it without the Boogie Down. My hometown, 238th, you know, and everybody in the area. Shout out to everybody, you know.
So where are you going to be performing next? Do you have any performances coming up or showcases?
I have a couple performances coming up, but I'm not quite sure when. You see, the thing is with Manny Forbes, my thing is, man, he's on some joint where it's like, yo, you performing here and here, and he'll tell you that right off the bat. But I get performances, like, every month, you know?
Okay.
I'm not sure, quite sure as yet where.
So can people stay updated on your MySpace on where it's
there? Yeah, it'll definitely be updated on my MySpace. Remember my MySpace, that's myspace.com/YOUNGFLIZZLE.
All day. So y'all better go add that right now.
Right
put,
now.
Put him on your top friends, because if you got time on your top friends, you could put Young Fizzle, Young Flame on your top
friends. You can make space on your top friends for Young Flame and friends.
Exactly. From the Bronx. Holding it down. His flow's crazy.
Everybody
needs to go put that. Is a bop on your MySpace? Because everybody needs to put that on their MySpace.
Yeah, it's on my MySpace.
So, you know what? Add that as your song on your MySpace right now as we speak. It's
right now.
Yesterday. But y'all didn't know about him yesterday, but y'all know about him now. All right? It is what's popping. But I want to thank you again for this.
Yeah, and thank you for interviewing me.
No problem. It was nothing but fun, you know?
I enjoyed it, too, you know?
Yeah, so go out there, make that good music.
Of course.
You know, make me want to go buy them CDs. I told you I'm buying 3, so you ain't got to worry about me.
Yeah, you better. I'm saving this conversation.
I'm definitely gonna support all day. I support the young and ambitious people, and you're one of them. So
of course.
I just want to thank you for calling up, riding with me throughout the show. It was fun.
No doubt.
Call back anytime. You just want to talk and chill, you know?
I'll probably
set you up on a date or something.
All right. Save the number that I called you on.
Definitely. I got it.
Hey, you call me.
Hey. Hey. But thank you again.
No doubt.
Have a good week. Keep doing that music. Stay up.
No doubt.
All right, everybody. That was Young Flame, yo. Like, seriously, he's hot. He's good. He's what's popping. Young Flame is doing it up. Everybody go check out that Spank Mag, baby. SpankMag.com. All day. But shout out to Antoine for hooking me up, for letting me do this, holding it down for him, like Spank Radio all day, baby. Sundays, I'm on Sundays at 5 p.m. I would not be late again. Even if I'm late, the show will still go on. It still went on. Like, do you not hear me now? Shout out to PB for making my flyer. PBcreations.com is what's popping, like seriously, he made me a flyer. Shout out to Oscar, who called in, but I think he got a little bit starstruck and hung up, but I'm just joking. Shout out to Oscar. Shout out to everybody on Spank Magazine. Everybody in the showcase December 18th. I have the info, actually. Let me see if I can find it right now, my email, on where it is. If I'm not mistaken, is that the Switch line? I don't know. I'm not sure. Correct me if I'm wrong. But, definitely have me. Listen to me on Wednesday. We have yet another interview popping. Like, these people are so cool. Like, for real. I love them all. They are popping. But, it is going to be, I don't know, don't even say where. But you have to be 21 or older. I'm sorry, you know, I'm 21 or older. So y'all have to be 21 or older to get in. Y'all get that drink and y'all school sets on. And y'all get to shout out that man who's going to be performing, holding there for Spank, Spank Magazine. And if y'all haven't got enough of me right now, y'all can tune in to The Buzz at 7. At 7 p.m., The Buzz Radio. That's blogtalkradio.com, The Buzz Radio. And I just want to, like, pretty much shout out everybody who's listening right now, who called up, who's continuing to support Spank Radio, Spank Mag, The Buzz, and all that. Because we taking it over. 08 is going to be crazy. I'm letting y'all know this now. 08 is going to be mad. It's already the end of the year. That's crazy. But y'all, I'm going to leave y'all with a track with Psycho Cyrus, who was on the show on Wednesday. I'm still in that track. So y'all just still, I told you, we continue to support good music. And this is good music right here. So holler at me Wednesday, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm back on here. Y'all already know how I do. It's Spank Radio, baby. Holla.
Oh, yeah. Skies over up. You know. Psycho Cyrus. They don't hear me no clearly. Yeah.
knocking all night shit. Two techniques plugged into the light shit. I might get a little bit rewind-ish, but it'll make you wanna rewind this. Get it? I ain't stuck in the past or trying to relive boom bap. I'm just trying to figure where the fuck is the new at. Say I'm a hater cause I don't fuck with the new rap. Play me something that's worth it and I'll change my view of that. I got all the time in the world to find something. 40 days and 40 nights, they find nothing. So I be on my cold train, Nina Simone thing. A little bit of Coldplay, a little bit of OJ. Wonder why I sound the way I do. Probably won't get it till the day that I say I'm through. Bet that, but I'm okay with it. Tell whoever waiting, I ain't changing it. Best unsigned, no debating it.
They don't hear me though, clearly no. Drops dripping on my windowsill. My mind fading, contemplating how to get a meal. Grab the pen, pick up the pad, then I write something. It's like nothing, what I'm blowing is my life, cussing. The state of hip-hop can be so depressing. How a nigga so hard he can't show expression. I try to balance it, plus keep the flow aggression. So I can keep flexing on him like a yoga session. I know I'm stressing, I ain't eating right. Starve myself through the day and can't sleep at night. What a diet, don't try it, it's not healthy. Maybe I live better when I'm wealthy. Lord help me so I can speak to them, get deep to them, give me strength so I'm not weak to them when they listening, cause they don't need that feedback, they need rap that exceeds fact, that's what them seeds lack. Shit, know what I mean? What up, Oz? Sky Zoo, you know? What up? Psycho Cyrus, Drawzilla, Nice, what up? Yeah, we do this, man. Peace, huh? You know?